Thank you for tuning in to our special Purim broadcast. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for Mitzvah Man.
Faster than a winter Shabbat. Whoosh! More powerful than his Yetzer Hara. Able to teach Torah on one foot. Mumble, mumble, mumble. It's Mitzvah Man! When mild-mannered Ben Alger wants a simple canter in training, tangled in a defibrillator during a freak thunderstorm, he transformed into Mitzvah Man! Now he fights for truth, justice, and the messianic way.
Now let's join Laser Katz, Shabbat Police, and Met Detective at his office this evening in Salem, a shadow-laden city that knows how to keep its secrets.
It was late winter in Salem, and even the snowmen were getting tired of the cold. People were getting restless, and I had an odd feeling. Creak! Of all the dingy offices open that night, she had to walk into mine. She smelled of Havdalah. My nose knew she was troubled before I laid eyes on her.
Ahem?
Her dress said cocktail party, but her expression said funeral. She looked like a lit menorah, and I knew her eyes hid more mysteries than her red lips would speak. Her hair sat on her head like shaved chocolate on a mocha. I would have to be careful.
Shabbat police? I'm a detective. You looking for rest or truth?
Yeah, we're all looking for something. And tonight, she came looking for me.
Now a word from our sponsors.
Feeling hungry? Already Shabbat? Let the Gentiles at Goy Candy fill that need. Our Shabbat credit program lets you eat today and pay Tuesday. With a menu more colorful than Yosef's coat, we'll hold you over through Avdala. Don't starve your sweet tooth. We're Goy.
We return to discover the mystery awaiting Detective Laser Katz.
Truth. Detective, I need truth. That'll help me sleep at night.
Call me Laser, ma'am. We'll sort this out. You never said your name, though.
Esther. Esther Kissling.
That name rang a bell. I knew her from somewhere, but where?
I'm scared, Detective.
Please, call me Laser.
I'm scared, Laser.
Job like this, in a city like this, you get used to dames and their hysterics. You tell them to start from the top. Hey, just start from the top.
My father, Mordecai Kissling, has gone missing.
When?
At least a week ago. We meet for bagels on Wednesdays. He wasn't there. I called around. No one was talking.
Quiet like they didn't know, or quiet like they wouldn't say?
I couldn't say.
Your father, is he rich?
In a way. He has a little pool in our neighborhood. On the west side, a deli on the corner of 8th and Cedar.
8th and Cedar. That was real close to my old stomping grounds. Something seemed familiar about this girl.
He seemed nervous the past few months. When I asked him, he said not to worry. Everything passes in time.
Not much to work on. You talked to the police?
I don't even know which ones to trust anymore.
I send her home with the name of friend on the force. I had thinking to do. Corrupt cops and missing parents was nothing new. But something about this promised more surprises than apple kugel. I had to start my ears to the street.
What dark business brews in Salem? More after a word from our sponsors.
Do your ziti hang low, do they wobble to and fro?
Four Corners Incorporated anchors your faith to your zit. With multiple colors, sizes, and styles, you can count on Four Corners to be in your corners.
Laser Katz walked the street looking for an old friend, Officer Ben Rayam.
Walk, walk, walk. Ben Rayam, that deli on 8th and Cedar. Is it a safe part of town?
Can't say I've heard too much. Why?
Dane came by. Her pop owned the place. Went missing.
Not surprised I didn't hear. There was a lead to follow, a deal with the hangman. Small-time jailbird, trying to make a name. Talk to the commish, he'll know more.
If I hurried, I still might catch him in his office before sundown. Run, run, run. Dash, dash, dash.
Detective, what can I do for you?
I'm here to talk to Naftali.
I'll see. Commissioner Naftali, that Emmett detective is looking for you. Okay. He'll see you.
Walk, walk, walk. Commissioner, shalom. How's desk life?
Oh, bigger job, bigger target. I've got about 5 minutes to spare.
I've got a name, not much else. You ever hear of the Hangman?
Hangman? Little player from outside of town. Works over on the west side. They say he started as a runner for the King family. Now he's a deputy. Rougher than most. Moved up quick. Has an office out of the Hank Gallows building in the warehouse district. That help?
A little. Any friends in the area?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, Laser. Play this smart. Something smells odd. Usually people complain a little when a new guy moves in. But everything's been real quiet.
The King family was involved. They kept on the down low. No one knew who headed it. As far as families went, they were the best to deal with. But it was getting late. I had to get home and water my plants. I had a friendly name, Inspector Shlomo Samsonite. Tomorrow might bring something new to the scene. Walk, walk, walk. Footsteps following. Of course, that would have to wait. I was being followed.
Who is this mysterious hangman? What mystery will tomorrow hold? Who is following Laser Cats? Find out after this brief announcement from our sponsors. Bedbugs keeping you up at night? Try Bugnihilation! Our improved recipe with DDT, arsenic, and mercury goes on thick and lasts long. The new spray container is refillable, and our non-toxic recipe is safe to use around children and food. Bugnihilation! Give them Gehenna! Walking home from Police Commissioner Naftali Kafka's office, Laser Cats hears someone following him. Ducking into an alley outside a raving party, he waits.
Hey, where'd he go? Check the alley.
Pow, whoosh, bam, whack, thud, thrash. All right, boys, who are you? Why are you following me?
We're not talking. Oh, your punches hurt like kicks. The hangman said not to say anything, not even who sent us.
Good thing I'm still close to the station. You thugs could stand a little time out in the pokey. I was onto something. The water was heating up and things were going to get hotter. I had to talk to Esther again. A girl like that in a town like this, she wasn't telling me something. Cock-a-doodle-doo! The next day, I didn't have to work hard to find Esther. She was already waiting for me outside the office.
Laser, I wasn't straight with you.
No surprise there.
My father and the King, they had an amiable understanding. You know what I mean. The King left us in peace. Things changed recently. Can't say why.
I pushed for more, but she was elusive. She said what she wanted to say. I felt suspicious, so I followed her. Leaving the building, she rounded a corner and got into a black Cadillac. Screech! I recognized the driver from a case I had followed a few months back. He'd been driving for the King for a few years. Interesting. I couldn't help but wonder if she was playing a two-sided game. Time to track down Shlomo.
What is Esther's story? What dark deals did her father make with the King? More after a word from our sponsor. Chaim Chazak's Fruit Grocers is proud to announce that it is carrying a new wonder product, a modern marvel, agave nectar. Agave nectar is fully healthy, vitamin-packed, guaranteed to cure all diseases and purify the soul. It will give you beautiful babies and tasty tea. Agave nectar, like liquid manna. Chaim Chazak's Fruit Grocers. Get some! When we rejoin Laser, he is catching up with Inspector Shlomo and is brooding over a lingering dilemma.
I gotta be honest, that dame you're describing sounds almost too good to be true. But I think I've seen her. A girl named Esther. She's the King's main squeeze.
Ba, ba, ba.
Things were looking up, like the climate and environment with too much carbon dioxide. Either she was trying to dupe me, or this issue was outside the King's reach. Regardless, my kidneys were telling me it was time to track down the hangman.
On his way to the Hank Gallows warehouse, Laser couldn't help but notice a fair share of tailors, delis, and bookstores had been boarded up. Times were rough all over, but they looked especially rough here. Screams a block away distract him from his task. Rounding the corner, Detective Laser Cats discovers a thug about to start thugging someone up.
Stop!
What's that?
Laser?
Esther?
Laser?
Help me, Laser!
It's violence time!
Pow, whammo, shakakow, bazinga! Esther, what are you doing here?
I came to talk to the hangman. I think he has my father.
Why didn't you say something sooner?
I was under the impression that you wouldn't flip a two-sided coin.
Well, nobody likes a mumbler.
I thought if you knew the whole story, you wouldn't help me.
I'm Detective Laser Katz. I help people with mysteries. I'm taking you home. Let's piece this together.
The king is my man. Met him in a speakeasy. The hangman was a simple enforcer then. My father and the king had an understanding. He'd give advice and help, here and there. And in return, the king left our people alone.
Why didn't you give me this straight from the top?
I was starting to get worried then. Now, I am worried.
Me too, Esther. Me too. Why don't you go back to the king and have him throw a big party? Something clear out the gallows. I'll go in there and poke around.
How will the raid go? Will the party work? More after a brief word. You ever been yelled at for your choice of caffeinated beverage? Probably not. But you need to be. Come on over to Grove's Coffee. The helpful staff will tell you the truth about what you've been drinking, and if necessary, mock you until you cry. It is only for your own good. We yell because we care. Spit that old Joe out. Try some real coffee. Grove's Coffee. We resume with Detective Laser Katz sneaking into the warehouse.
I was cool as a cucumber, but suspicious like a tomato. Mordecai Kissling had to be in here somewhere, or I was out of ideas. It was 11:59. 1 minute, and Shlomo would sound the distraction.
Distraction noises! Ca-ca!
Getting in was easier than I expected. Finding Mordecai was easy, too. He was chained to a chair in the middle of the warehouse. No guards in sight.
Rustling chains. Who are you?
Mordecai, I'm Detective Laser Katz, Shabbat Police. Your daughter hired me. Let's get you out of here.
Chains undoing.
Running. Gunshot. Bang. Bang. Oh. We were out of there. The good news was that I had solved my case. The bad news was that I took a hot piece of lead in my left buttock. I bandaged up. We suited up and headed to the party. Time to give the hangman a surprise.
Party music in background.
Laser! You found him! How could I ever repay you?
Cash. Another case closed, another problem solved. Except something wasn't sitting right. Why did Hangman kidnap Mordecai? Was he safe now? Or would I see Esther again in a couple of days? Either way, I was about to make some work for the bartender.
As Detective Laser Katz was enjoying his drink, the king quieted the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, and sundry others. First, I want to welcome everyone to this party. Esther suggested a party to help everyone loosen up after the sting on the Carter Street speakeasy. Last night I was having trouble sleeping. I got up and flipped through my business notes. A few minutes ago, I was in the back room talking to my lieutenants, and I've got to say, Hangman gave me some great advice. Mordecai, would you come up here?
Of course.
Hangman, go ahead.
For your advice and service to the king, I present you with this fur coat, the king's nicest. For saving the life of the king, I present you with this bottle of wine, the king's finest. For your friendship with the king, I present you with this watch, the king's favorite. 3 cheers for Mordecai! He's the best!
Later that night, an interesting scene played out in the king's private lounge.
Thanks for having this second drink with me. I've got to be honest, though. Something's badgering me bad.
Tell me.
Your friends and us, Toots.
You've been good to me, King. You've lifted me out of the slums and made me feel beautiful. It means the world to me. Even with the good life you've given me, I'm worried. Seems someone's trying to kill my family. My father was taken.
No!
I just found him again last night. I'm worried my number might come up next.
Sure, you say a name and he'll be in concrete shoes before the sun rises tomorrow.
Hangman.
No, no, she's got it wrong. Nothing like this. I wouldn't.
The hangman disappeared the next day. Some people said he was sleeping with the fishes. The police just placed him on a long list of missing persons. Salem, a shadow-laden city that knows how to cover its tracks. One man sets out looking for peace. Laser Cats, Shabbat Police, Emmett Detective.